Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. You know I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing quality.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today. Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with two bestest, baddest pals in the Wild West, Peter James Wicks and Sam Robert Thompson.
I will be swearing, and if you don't like that, go f*** yourself. I'm not drinking today other than coffee. I've had coffee and a Red Bull, so give it about 15 minutes and I'll be shaking like a shitting dog. Make sure you rate, review, do all that sort of stuff. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Snappy C. Yep. This is the bonus episode, so this is Thursday, which means that you can watch this on Sunday on YouTube, and obviously tomorrow you will have Monday's episode on YouTube, because you can listen to us on Monday, Thursday, watch us on Friday and Sunday. So that is Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. God, we're getting good at this.
We are.
As always, the bonus episode is all about you, apart from the past 2 weeks when it was about me and Tony Bellew and Marvin. Yeah. But we're back to you now. All right, back to you. Sam, would you like to kick us the fuck off? In fact, actually, before we do that, the reason it's about you is because you send us all your letters and all that sort of stuff. And we love reading them unless your name's Kat. So make sure that you keep sending all your emails and dilemmas and funny stories in to stayingrelevant@insanityhq.com. Sam, take us away, you beautiful, beautiful, powder puff looking little blue boy.
Oh, that's sad. I thought you were going to give me some really nice stuff there. Just powder puff looking little blue boy. Boy, just
you are. You're all in blue, and you look like
Bubbles from the Powerpuff Girls. I would be Bubbles.
I don't know if that's the
you
name.
You would be Buttercup.
I don't.
Angry
understand.
And green.
Angry and green.
Yeah. Buttercup, sugar, spice, and everything nice.
Okay.
The crew know what I'm talking about.
I think they look as confused as
no,
I
they
do.
Don't. No, they don't, because they're actually nodding, apart so you're
from,
lying there.
Apart from one heavy nod there, I didn't have you down as a powder puff lover.
Power puff. Anyway,
is
this
it power?
Is about... This is
sorry,
about...
Hold on.
Fuck me.
Is it
I
power?
I didn't realise it's 1:10.
Powder.
Yeah, power puff girls. Right, so we do have a first listener letter, and there's emojis in it, which I love. We've now gone to emojis, Pete. I didn't know we could print them off, but we can. So, here we go. A listener has sent a photo from Pete's calendar signing. I have the photo.
I would love to see it.
Okay, so, a couple of things just to talk about it first. We have seen the photo. There is no queue at all. Pete is actually, believe it or not, by the loos. There is
oh,
one
is
guy...
This, is this from the latter years?
This is from the latter years, yeah. Shit. It must be a more recent one. It's post Jake Justin Bieber outsold calendar.
Yeah.
There's one guy on Hi-Viz, and more, better than that, actually, is the sort of the smatter of only about five calendars on the desk. Not even a stack.
There's because they were sold
five.
Out?
No, there's about no. five on the desk, and they just look like they've been sort of like thrown down there. That's kind of the only ones they have in stock.
I've got to say, I mean, I use the story of the calendar signing and selling Justin Bieber quite a lot because it's a big moment for me. However, what I don't say is what happened in the years after and why I stopped doing calendars, and that is because the demand dwindled very quickly. And towards the end, it was possibly one of the most embarrassing, demeaning things I've ever done was sit at a table in the hope that someone would know who I am and want to see 12 pictures of me throughout the year. But it did get to the point where no one gave a fuck and I was just a sad little man.
Well, those are your calendars. Not many of them there.
Where's the queue?
There isn't a queue.
Oh, hold on.
There isn't a queue.
So you've got a zoomed in picture of me at a fucking table.
No, that's zoomed out.
But that's because this is how... Right, okay. Let me look at... What year is this? Because I feel like I've
2017.
Been
2017. She's actually put the time code in there.
So I've been done dirty here.
2017.
I've been done dirty here.
Can I just quickly, though, before we carry on? For me, it's the... It's the trestle table.
Oh, yeah.
It's the trestle table with no cover. It's the kind of table that you'd at half time be taking the oranges off.
No expense spared. Let me just have a look at
no expense spared.
Which calendar this was.
Oh, he's zooming into the actual calendar.
Oh, no, that was a bad year. That wasn't a good year. The year before we was big right. time, but that was a bad year. I also, look how incredibly bored I am as well.
It's because you knew it was the end.
Yeah, I knew it was the end. Thanks ever so much, Emma, for sending that in.
My favourite thing actually as well is that he's by the wall. So you know he has actually been shuffled at the calendar convention. He's been shuffled to the wall corner.
I don't remember. I don't remember that at all. But yeah, the latter years of the calendar signings were they were a struggle. Put it that way. Gone were the days of people queuing up and shutting down shopping centres and it being fucking so weird and mad. It was then at that point I was literally trying to get people to notice me.
Well, here we go. This is the message that came alongside the photo. Firstly, can I say I bloody love listening to the podcast. You, Sam, and P are genius. You make the best duo and a deck who... Yes! Come on! Sam never stops screaming things out and Pete never stopped being grumpy, sarcastic and a gold star pisshead. Oh, Emma, this is one of the best letters we've had.
Emma, I'm on the coffee.
I digress from why I'm messaging. It was my son's 21st and I was going through old photos for his party and stumbled across one of Pete's. It was in Reading for a calendar signing. I say signing, there wasn't a queue. Oh, it's been confirmed.
Thank you,
there
Emma.
Wasn't a queue ever. I thought Sam might appreciate the photos. Oh, and I can't wait for the tour. I have tickets. Lots of love. Emma, you are exactly what we love about our listenership. Everything about there, I adore you.
Yeah, I actually agree with that. I quite like the fact that there is evidence of the fact that the latter years were bad. But I am confused. So who, if you're going through pictures for the son's 21st, was it your son then that, so did she just randomly see me in the shopping centre then? Or was she there for the calendar thing?
No, she was there for the calendar thing.
So was it her or her son then?
No, it was her, but she was going through photos. Obviously her son, she has photos of her son from years ago that she was putting
on. Oh, so she's just going through, right,
going
okay,
through
got you,
years
got you.
Ago. She got to 2017 and went, oh, there he is.
Oh, got you. I was going to say, because I think
in Reading as well. I know the centre.
Years, I think I only signed about three fucking calendars for men.
Reading, what's the centre called there? There's
Oracle.
The Oracle, it's the Oracle.
Is it Oracle?
Brilliant. Well done, you.
See, I remember I did a lot of Oracle. I did a lot of Into shopping centres. They were kind of the big ones.
The Oracle was the one. I remember it very well.
I'm just going to, whilst we're on the subject of calendars, I am just going to say that next week Sam's going to find out a little bit more, but we are in a lot of talks at the minute for merch.
Yeah.
We've got some ideas and some bits and bobs, one of which seems to be really, really popular is, we mentioned it on the podcast, us doing a calendar.
I've spoken to the people about this, by the way.
And listen, it may be happening.
Yes.
Is all I'm going to say. But what I would actually like people to do, sorry, whilst we're on this for the tour, is, well, we are going to go through bits, so don't go fucking mad with the merch. Let's not be fucking silly now. However, can you just tell us what you want? Because we don't really know what
I've got really
do.
Good. Okay, so this is something I want on the shirt. Pete Wicks gave me chlamydia. I really want
Sam
that
really
one,
wants a special run of shirts that say Pete gave me a chlamydia, and also ones that say Pete shagged my mum and on the back and my nan.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure we're going to be allowed to do them. But anyway, but no, just tell us what you like. Is it hoodies, t-shirts, cups,
beanies,
teeny weeny beanies,
teeny little beanies?
We are going to do a teeny weeny beanie,
tiny little Gucci belts.
No, we can't, Sam. We can't. We're not
on a t-shirt.
Oh yeah, but we just want to know: do they want t-shirts? We'll come up with the other stuff. We can't let them make their own merchandise. We have to do that.
It's going to be real good, though, man. And actually, I was in London Waterloo Station yesterday, and two different people came up and asked for the calendar. Yeah, two different people came up and went, "I want to see the calendar."
God, the calendar that's not even been made. We make a lot of promises.
And we're going to do a signing at the Oracle in Reading, and we're going to see how it does.
Sam cannot promise that at this point, because firstly, we don't think the Oracle will have us. Not after my last performance there on a signing. The last showing wasn't great.
But great from Emma, though.
Yeah, love that, Emma. This is the sort of shit we like.
But Emma, also, no one likes my screaming. And I agree with Ant and Deku.
They're your mates.
Well, no, they are. Mate.
Didn't pop that in your little fucking fan letter, did you?
I don't even think it got through.
Of course it didn't, Sam.
What do you mean, of course it didn't?
You sent it to Anton Deck House on Anton Deck Road, or wherever you... fucking Let's Get Ready to Rumble Avenue. Next listener, it's a dilemma. I love the dilemmas. These are my favourite. You ready for a dilemma, Sam?
Shoot from the hip.
Dilemma is, it comes in from Susie. Hey, Susie. Hey, Sue.
Hello, Susie.
Suze. Hi, guys. I have a proper dilemma. I had a parcel delivered yesterday by a guy with a heavy accent. Didn't hear what he said. I just smiled and said thanks and took it in. Ripped it open, as you do, to find inside leopard print thongs and matching bras. I knew it wasn't mine, and checking the label, it was addressed to one of my neighbours opposite. My kids go to the junior school down the road, and the deputy headmaster lives opposite me. Guess who the parcel was for?
No.
That's right, Miss Deputy Headmaster. I can't fix the plastic parcel wrap. It's beyond repair, so they would know I'd opened it.
Oh, no.
I'll be mortified handing it over and explaining my mistake, but I assume a card was left, so they know I have it. Unfortunately, it's half term and we left for Dorset straight after school, but we will have to go back Friday. Then what? What would you do?
I would, you know what? I would.
Move to Dorset. Don't come back.
I would give it back, but add something in there. Something you haven't even ordered.
So let me tell you, because this reminds me of a story from Mr. Sam Thompson, for Sam being delivered a package that was meant for my very good friend Vicky Patterson.
Oh, yeah.
So Sam got delivered a package randomly, and I don't know why, but it was delivered to your house. Yeah. And there was obviously a mix-up with something.
A PLT package
that was supposed to be for Vicky Patterson, my friend. Sam and Vicky at the time were not the best of friends.
We weren't talking.
They weren't talking. So what Sam did when they delivered the package, which said Vicky Patterson, was Sam opened it, it was a dress, wore it, took a picture, posted it on Instagram and said, Vicky, this is for you. Where do you want me to send it? That's what Sam did
in
this scenario.
She had to unblock me.
Because everyone had messaged her, she had to unblock him and then said, yeah, thanks, Petal, please send it on.
Yeah, and then so we got Sam, talking again.
Yeah, and that's how they started talking. So actually, maybe what you should do is put on the Leopard Print song and do a Sam and send a picture across.
To the school forum.
To the school email address. Saying, do you want this? I can walk it over later.
I can walk it over later. Might get a bit sweaty en route, but...
Well, you don't have to walk in it, because then you'd just be, just bring it home after you... Anyway. So Sam is not the best person to ask, because Sam's response to this would be, wear it.
I remember that. Came to Vicky Patterson. I was just like, well, she's got me blocked on Insta, so I'm just going to have to put it on.
It's underwear. Thongs and bras are not that fucking, it's not quite crotchless knickers and anything. It's a little bit fucking dirty, is it? A little bit of leopard print. I like a little
bit of
leopard print.
Do you know what I really want to get? I want to get a pair of backless chaps.
Arseless chaps?
Yeah, backless chaps.
Yeah, why?
Just because I think they're so cool.
I don't know if he's joking.
I really want to get a pair of backless chaps.
I've seen your arse. There's not much point because you go straight from shoulder blade to back of knee.
I know,
Pete
says I'm built like a pepper army.
Yeah, no, it's straight up, straight down. Pointless.
Yeah, I don't have a rear end, but
there's no
I just
curve.
Like the idea of a pair of backless chaps.
All right. How's this going to help on the leopard print drama?
I don't know. I don't actually know where that came from.
I don't think it's that. It's not that dirty, is it? Little leopard print fucking
well,
number.
Well, the thong, I don't know. It's sort of...
No, your thongs, listen.
Well, thongs comfortable. Not that I've worn one.
Thongs, I think, are pretty standard.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like a, do you know what I mean?
I don't understand how thongs are comfortable. Please, someone, actually, one of our listeners, enlighten me. Because I, to me, they go straight a butt crack, and it's like that can't, it's just a perma wedgie.
I'm going to be honest with you, and you're going to be surprised to know this, but I've never worn a thong. Oh, no, I have worn a thong. Sorry, I have. And yes, they are fucking uncomfortable.
When did you wear a thong?
I did the full Monty in a gold thong.
No, you did not. You didn't tell anyone that.
Have you not all seen the
picture? You know, I haven't even seen a photo of you in your full Monty outfit.
So this was the thong that I had to wear on stage when we took all the stuff off.
Bloody hell, your package is enormous.
It's bollock, we all know. Oh, yeah. full gold number for anyone that
wants to
see.
So do you have to wear the towel coat with that?
What?
The dressing gown.
No. That was just because I wasn't just walking around backstage in just the thong. I had a dressing gown over the top, obviously, because I had to go for a fag. It would be weird if you're fucking watching me outside a theatre having a fag in a gold song, thinking, why is Gollum wearing some underwear?
So when you come out and the curtain's open, right?
No, we'll do full Monty another time.
No, just really quickly, what did you wear? Was it just that?
No, because it's a strip tease. You can't already be cocked.
Oh, right, okay.
You obviously are clothed, and so you take clothed them off. In? We were dressed as security guards, so like suits that will Velcro, you pull off, and all that sort of stuff.
And did you rip them off?
Yeah, you pull them off.
Did you get them off first time?
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, you did a full rip.
Yeah, I mean, but you take it off individually, don't you? So the start of it was, but we'll get onto that another. But we'll do full Monty another time.
I think we should get Pete in another episode to do the full Monty dance.
Oh fuck! You'd be fucked if I can remember it. So. Yeah, thongs are really uncomfortable to answer your question. But also, I know you've worn a thong before.
I can't remember. I have.
Yeah, you have. You've worn women's underwear.
I've worn women's underwear. I just don't think I've had a thong on before.
But it is really uncomfortable. So, yeah, not very comfortable.
Well, enlighten us. You know, why are thongs really comfortable? We'll talk about that in the next bonus. We'll just sort of like...
I'm not sure that we can do like a thong episode based on...
No, we'll just do a really quick
their practicality one. And whether or not they are useful.
Maybe we'll wear one in the next episode. We'll bring in a thong. I'll try one out. Yeah, and we'll both put what we're both going to put a thong on, and we're both going to try it out on this podcast next week's for bonus episode, and we're both going to do a constructive critique of what we think.
Okay,
producer so, Charlotte's nodding her head.
Let me do you something now. We are not doing.
I'll do it.
We are not doing song consumer reviews.
I think we should.
All right, it's not happening. This is not like
this is where it's a slippery slope. Then you got butt plugs.
This. I mean, I don't know how we've got to this. Susie, I apologise. I would just take the underwear back and just apologise for it. That's what I don't wear it, like Sam would. Just take it back. I don't think it's that. It's not that dirty, is it?
Yeah, but your son goes to the school.
Yeah, all right. Well, that would be weird if you go, hey?
No, because the problem is it's the unsaid thing. So what I would do, actually, Susie, I would go, if I'm being serious, I'd go back and I'd be like, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I opened it. By the way, great choice. I'd be like, great choice.
I agree with that.
Love that. Because what you don't want to do is be like, here you go. She knows you've opened it. Yeah,
you have to mention it.
But yeah. No one says a word, and it's that awkward, we both know something about each other that we're not going to say.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
So
yeah.
Crack a gag.
Exactly. Crack a gag.
crack being the operative word, actually.
Nice. See what you did there. Yeah. I completely agree with that. You have to mention it, and you have to just go, look, ripped it open. It is what it is. Great choice. My son, I'll see you Monday.
Ready for maths.
Yeah, ready for maths. But yeah, that's exactly what
I've really enjoyed that. I think there were two really good letters there.
Yeah, very much
we're
so.
We're in the rhythm now, I think.
We are in the rhythm. Yeah. So thank you ever so much, Susie. Enjoyed that one. You go get that underwear back to your son or
And thank you,
teacher.
Emma, as well. That was really nice as well. I really like that. Old photos of Pete are always a winner. So if you've got any.
And old photos of Sam. Let's not just put this on me because, again, I'm not a big fan of the ick trolling. That's it for a bonus episode of Staying Relevant. You will be able to watch this on Sunday. Remember, the main episode from Monday, you will be able to watch on YouTube tomorrow.
Yep.
Because you can listen to us on Monday, Thursday, watch us on Friday, Sunday, which is Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Make sure you follow us on socials, which is Staying Relevant Podcast, on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Snappy C. Rate, review, do all that bollocks. Is there anything else that I have missed off?
No, I think actually also just thank you so much for enjoying the Tony and Marvin episode as well went down a storm.
Yes, actually, yeah, good point. Yeah, it did go down a storm. I know you generally prefer us not having guests, but how can you not love the Three Musketeers being reunited, Axel Murph and Teabag.
Teabag.
And actually, then I saw someone nickname me P-Dog. Goodbye.
Staying Relevant was an Insanity Studios production.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.